This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With rhetoric suited for a political campaign, a federal judge in Oregon struck down President Trump's defunding of Planned Parenthood as a ham-fisted approach to public health policy. Judge Michael McShane also said the president held arrogant assumptions about women's health care. Abortion-friendly attorneys argued in court that it is too difficult to provide family planning if abortion is not funded by the federal government. Government lawyers argued seeking to protect established rules separating abortion from family planning. Meanwhile, the author of Humanae Vitae that predicted this conflict, Pope Paul VI, is turning over in his grave. Louisiana's proposed constitutional amendment to banish right to abortion in state law continues. The measure passed the state house this week 90-10. With a two-thirds vote in the Senate, voters could see the amendment in the 2020 election. This is Life News Radio. It is always time to pray. Perhaps we should pray not so much because we feel threatened by bad news, but because we wish to love God and see Him respond in His love. Now, when some things might look just a little better, is not the time to grow lazy. It is the time to pray now, more than ever. Let's pray for a culture of life. In other headlines, Texas is accused by pro-life advocates of violating due process in a committee that allows patients to die. Pennsylvania life advocates are wondering what planet a PBS special on abortion came from. PBS overlooked lax enforcement of state law, clinic inadequacies, and crimes like Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell. And Bank of America clearly loves Planned Parenthood, from large cash donations to co-sponsoring the Margaret Sanger Award for Hillary Clinton. B of A is front and center with abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.